Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
All right, we're going to. I love reading the scriptures at this time. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them. We saw that rehearsed here this morning. Those were really powerful angels. I loved the creatures also that came. They were not rubbing their heads together. Next Christmas, they need to be rubbing their heads together. But it's lovely to see all of them being there, getting in that Christmas spirit. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." By the way, how many of you ever experienced angelic activity where you know an angel helped you or your family? Wave your hand. Hallelujah. Keep your hand up. Hank, what was an experience that you had?
It was like I knew the angel was there because there was a breeze that went right by us. And you just knew it was an angel. And he helped direct something that we had been praying about. And we received an answer to what that should be, what we needed to do. But you knew the angel was there because of this breeze would just go right, you know, like shaking the curtains. You just knew something was going on.
Amen. Anyone else? Someone, put your hand up. Right, the lady in the red.
When we were trying to decide and asking the Lord where we should go to minister, and we were going to be working with Wycliffe Bible Translators, and the Lord sent angels, and they were singing the most angelic choir, and they just were singing about God's love for the lost. It was just, I mean, incredible. And it wasn't just coming through my ears. It was like the singing was coming all the way through me, every pore of my body. It was just amazing. It was incredible.
What year? Do you remember what year?
What year was that? 1987.
Awesome. See, you will remember sometime when it happened. There was a lady right there in that same row. Yeah, with that beautiful necklace, I could see.
I was actually having a series of dreams concerning a car accident, and I actually got in the car accident, but
hold your mic a little closer.
As the car accident started, when I got ready to turn, I actually just, a white light just covered over me like a warmth. And then when I came to, my car was total, but I just knew that the presence of God was there to keep me.
Amen. This has happened. This is such a, for Christian believers, often we have seen how angels will cover people's bodies. And there's so many testimonies of being rescued for these kind of dangerous encounters and accidents. All right, who else? You have one here? Okay. Stand up. Give us your name.
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
It's my first time visiting.
Oh, welcome.
Relocated from San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome, Melissa.
And so I have a few, but I'm going to pick one. And I know you said about angels. So on one of my ministry trips to Brazil, I was ministering in different churches. And I was staying at a pastor's house. And one young man approached me and said, "I want to be filled with the Spirit. I really want to be filled with the Spirit." He would play piano wherever I would go. So I said, "Well, look, show up at the pastor's house and you'll be filled with the Spirit." And so we sat down, I shared the word, and then I said, "Okay, just yield to the Lord so you can be filled with the Spirit." And so he was trying to be filled with the Spirit. And I go, no, just yield, just watch me, just yield and receive. And so I closed my eyes, he closed his eyes, and all of a sudden the atmosphere changed. And he started just machine gun praying in the Spirit. And I opened my eyes. He didn't understand English. I opened my eyes, and there was an angel all I could see was, it looked like iridescent. You could see through it, and then it was kind of shiny, and I could only see, like, from the feet to, like, here. His head went through the roof, and so I said, what are you doing here? And the angel said, well, I've been sent to help facilitate this young man being filled with the Spirit, and I've been assigned to him because when he begins to step out into ministry, I'll accompany him with miracle signs and wonders. Amen. And then I said, well, that's great, because the presence was really strong, the glory. And I said, well, can you blow on us a little bit more? And the angel said, if I do that, you'll both be flat on your face on the ground, and then he was gone. So that was my angel experience.
Amen. Amen. Who else? Robert, did you have your hand up?
Well, as a 20-something many years ago, I was trying to find I was driving on a dirt roads, and I was trying to find where I was going. There was no lights whatsoever, and all of a sudden, I stopped at a stop sign and at a crossroad, and suddenly there came a car fly in front of me. It was a drunk driver, and just flew across and crashed into the trees. And I just had a sense right before then that there was just a presence there. And I just felt like there was a buffer around me. Instantly when that happened, I just knew that that was not coming at me. It looked like it was coming at me, then it wasn't. And I just knew that angel was there.
Amen. Amen. One more. There, Johnny. You share.
So, how's everybody doing today?
Good.
So, I'll tell you, I was laying on the couch maybe a month or two ago, and as I was sleeping, the Lord took me up into a vision, and he took me up into a heavenly place. In the heavenly place, I saw this angel. It was like he was standing by an altar, and he didn't say much to me. He just said, sometimes you have to find a prayer place in order to get to a deeper place.
Amen. And Johnny raised his hand.
Pastor, you know, on Easter Sunday 2004 in Iraq, was out on a convoy, and we came to a major intersection. And when we turned right, I saw these three angels standing in the middle of the road. And the three of them, their hands was as large as a tractor trailer. And the second that I saw these images of these three angels, we got ambushed. We fought for an hour and a half with small arms fire, mortars, rockets. We had five trucks burnt to the ground. We had seven people wounded. Superficial wounds, no lives lost.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, guys. Angels are for real. Amen? Say, angels are for real. And I really officially want to welcome more angelic activity. That they bring revival. They bring deliverance. They cover people. They watch over our children. So we can, as we recognize them and welcome them, we can ask and request and appoint them to watch over our children. So praise God. I just wanted us to focus just a moment. You notice at Christmas time, quite a bit of the work is being done by angels. And they are beings from the glory, created by God and sent by God, who always, they behold the glory of the Lord. So here, there is an angel. It says, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And when, as you experience the glory, and Hank somewhat described something, it can be like a wind, or can you will know, sometimes it'll take your breath away, being in this awesome, just electrical presence of the Lord that changes things, that can bring miracles. It is awesome to be in the presence of the glory. And from the glory, then the angel speaks. The angels often, they come from the presence of the Lord themselves. So they are emanating the Shekinah light and love and miracle outshining, outrining, outraying of the Lord. Just his literal who he is. It's the glory. And then the angel declares, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy. So good news. Say good news. Great joy. So as we receive this Christmas, I'm saying, by faith, I'm declaring this is going to be your best Christmas ever. Say, best Christmas ever. And we are receiving tidings of great joy. Great joy. Say, great joy. And I speak great joy over you and over your family, over your children. If you connect, there is a scripture in Nehemiah 8:10, which says, as we talk about great joy, Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And that is, so it's from the Lord, so it's supernatural. So in the supernatural, in the glory, the word is coming. I'm giving you news of great joy. And as you receive it, the joy of the Lord is my strength. We are claiming for each family and for each person, for you, we receive and we speak ourselves. Today, I am receiving supernatural strength, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. So what area of your life do you need strengthened? Do you need wisdom? Do you need physical or emotional strength? Let us receive great joy. I am believing that in these weeks to come, in this Christmas season, he's taking you to a new level of strength, supernatural strength. And I'm ready to have the greatest Christmas ever. Hallelujah. So, now, I've been away, and I have been for many years going to this wonderful church in Austin that for years, this is their time of anniversary celebration. And since its founding, I've been the main speaker at this time to honor the anniversary. So I was there, and it was a special time. But so I was so busy, I was not able to do something that some of you know. I think there are two kinds of people. People who love Jesus and people who don't. People who like spicy food and people who don't. People who like Hallmark movies and unbelievers who don't. But these last many days, I have sacrificed for the Lord's and the gospel's sake, that I had not chance to watch Hallmark movies. But finally, the time has arrived. But there's a reason I'm mentioning this, is that Hallmark, it's just very, you can tell, but I can tell you to write down the plot for you for every movie. Boy meets girl. Boy or girl likes likes boy or girl, whatever. And they fall in love. Then they have a conflict. Then they reconcile. And just in time for Christmas, and the snow is about to fall, and then it starts falling. When they, but they talk about the Christmas spirit or the meaning of Christmas. Almost always they talk about meaning. I'm kind of disturbed because now I even recognize they move from set to set the same decorations. And I said, I thought I saw that decoration in this movie. Now that tree has moved over there. And they say the meaning, and they have now come to find the meaning of Christmas. And it's always the meaning of Christmas, they imply, is being kind, being considerate to others. That he has gotten the meaning of Christmas. And I wanted to very kindly but lovingly say to them, that's not really the meaning of Christmas. So let me give you some more scripture, and then we'll bring this to a conclusion. The angel says to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Say, great joy.
Great joy.
We are speaking to every house, to every child, to every family. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. That is the meaning of Christmas. Born to us this day in the city of David, by the way, that's Jerusalem, a Savior, I mean Bethlehem, but it was right near Jerusalem. Sorry. Who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And I wanted to connect you to the scripture then. In Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah 9. Isaiah chapter 9. And it says, we're starting with verse 1. Isaiah 9, verse 1 onwards. Nevertheless, gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. When at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. That's the coming of the Messiah. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor as the day of Midian. Then let's skip to verse 6. For unto us, this is the meaning of Christmas, as the angel pointed us to the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. This is connected with Isaiah 9. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, has many messianic scriptures. So hundreds of years before the birth of Christ, Isaiah prophesies, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. There's a difference here now. The child is born. The son is given. Say, given. And the government will be on his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there'll be no end. Upon the throne of David over his kingdom, to order it, establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So you have seen this on many Christmas cards. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. So notice here, take note that Jesus just didn't come. He was given. Say given. You find that when Paul gets under the anointing and the presence of God touches, he bursts into praise and he says, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. It's so full of splendor and wonder. Jesus was given to us. And this gift is so amazing. It's beyond comprehension. Jesus, the gift of God, changes the destiny of every human person. He totally will rule the nations. He is the King of glory. He is wonderful. He is awesome. And it says, the government will be on his shoulder and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So, and the thing is, when you get a gift from God, you would think, wow. But this gift comes at first in weakness. It's a little baby. And it's like you go to see the package and surprise, it's just a little baby. And yet, this is the best gift that we have ever received. Throughout our lives, this is the gift that changes your eternal destiny. And there is to see that babe. May the Lord give us that special anointing to see the splendor and the awesomeness that's in this gift named Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And this is what the Lord reminded me of is the story in Matthew of the merchant who sees that pearl of great price. He's gone to the market and it's like going, some years ago I was down the street in New York where there were the diamond merchants were there. And it's like going down there and you can look at a diamond these days. Pearls aren't as common for us, but it'll be the same thing. That you look at a pearl or you look at a diamond. And in certain parts, there are diamond mines in South Africa and Angola and some parts of the Congo. And you can see a big piece of rock and you say, hey, this is not a rock. This is an uncut diamond. If you cut it, it's worth $35 million. That's what happens. Here's a merchant going through a market and he sees, others don't recognize the value of it, but he sees the pearl of great price. Last month, some of you may remember, an item went for auction and the most unbelievable price was paid for this. It was a portrait of Leonardo da Vinci. How many of you remember that? Yeah. And that it went on auction at Christie's, I believe. And there was a bidder right there, but then there were four bidders on the phone that were qualified. And they kept bidding. And they kept bidding. And it went up. Here is a simple portrait. I saw the picture. It wasn't that big. And Then someone said, I'm going to pray 200 million. Okay, is this the final price? Going. Someone else said, nope. I'm going to pay 250 million just for a piece of canvas. The final price was $450 million. But 50 years ago, 1950, sorry, around 1950s, that had been picked up by someone for 45 pounds. Wow. That's about $65, $70. Yeah. That many years later, now, let's say, this is one of the most genuine works of Leonardo da Vinci. And they paid $450 million. And at the other end of when they got the price, they started celebrating. It wasn't, oh, wow, we had to pay $450 million. It was, whoa, we beat the other bidders. We got the number one most expensive portrait ever painted. It, by the way, the portrait is of Jesus. And they paid $450 million. And that's the merchant who pays. They ask, what is this pearl worth? Well, today you can pay so-and-so. And the merchant looks at how much money he has, and he takes everything he has. He says, that's all right. Here it is. Let me have the pearl. And he walks away, but he walks away with the pearl of great price, not regretting one moment that he paid everything he had. And that's, we celebrate this Christmas, Jesus. He is the pearl of great price. He is the one that it's worth our giving up everything so we can have Jesus Christ of Nazareth as our Savior. And the merchant walks away and looks at that and looks at its splendor, and everything else shrinks because there is light and glory emanating from that pearl of great price. He is today for us Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Glory to God. I'm so glad we can be here together celebrating, honoring this pearl of great price, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came and gave everything for himself. He broke through. That is, our mentor, Brother Derek Prince, used to talk about that there is a difference between the ideal and the real. And we cannot just expect to dwell in the ideal. We have to be real. But from time to time, we can break. God will allow us to get into the ideal. Jesus came from the ideal, from the heavenly glory, broke through into the real. And the reason he did it is so that you and I can break from the real into the ideal. That's heavenly glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Christmas season. Let this be prophetically, I sense that the Lord, you're pouring us these unique breakthroughs, that you're blessing our nations, seeing the peace of Jerusalem in this time frame. Lord, I pray a covering over our nation, over our leadership, over each and every family. Let this Christmas being awesome, filled with the glory and the splendor of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come, Lord, break through into our in the real realm with the ideal glory. Let the glory come. His name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Thank you, Lord, for all believers, Lord. Let there be a mighty breakthrough of your splendor and your majesty. You are the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Mighty God, by the way, means El Gibor. Mighty warrior, a hero. Let us experience, Lord, your might. You are the Mighty God. Strong, invincible. You are worthy to be the hero of all heroes. We bless your name. Thank you, Father, that we can have break bread together as believers in Jesus. We welcome each one here. Father, we pray for a blessing as we break bread today. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We bless the United States of America. Thank you for letting Dawn, Israel, share her testimony. We pray for every member of the armed forces, Lord, that we bless them. Those far from home, cover them, Lord, we pray. We thank you. Give us strength and refreshing and anointing that we can glorify this awesome, mighty Savior. Christ is born in Bethlehem. We love you, Lord. We draw close to the Christ child at this Christmas season. Now bless our food, Lord, and all who prepared it. We just declare Christmas is here. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our friends and our family. We praise the glory come over each of us with signs and wonders and splendor. You are Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Shower your presence upon us this day, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And if you need, we may have the healing team here for a few moments, but most of us, you have instructions, anybody, for what we do?
Well, as Pastor Mahesh mentioned, we would like to honor our elders first, so you don't have to show your social security check, but if you would like to be first in the line and you're part of our older elder, more seasoned members of ANC, we welcome you to go first. And again, if you have small children, please get your children from Children's Church and then help them as you go through the line just to accompany them. And after this song, we'll have the healing team here and then the rest of us are dismissed to go and join into the fellowship.
And the Lord telling you to give your life to Jesus Christ. You need the Holy Spirit baptism. Ask the team that is here, healing team. And the Lord is working on your heart that you need a church family. The Lord, some of you, the Lord will tell you, this is where you belong. We welcome you to become part of this serving community. We want to glorify the Lord more and more in the coming days, and you're welcome to be part of the team. So bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.